The Minister of Finance said the process, a debt management strategy of government is to ensure that state enterprises which benefit from government loans must put in place measures to help repay the loan. He said the focus of government is to invest in infrastructural projects that will generate resources to refinance itself. The finance minister was speaking on a sister station in Accra on the need to effectively utilize the $1 billion Eurobond to prop up the economy.
When you do things, especially in terms of borrowing, the markets can look at you favorably. You can borrow for your investments and you can repay. And that brings me to the question of debt levels. Yes, debt is always a concern. Debt is a concern for households, it's a concern for businesses, and it must be a concern for government. Debt is also a concern because we are a country that has declared HIPPIC before. And therefore, let me go back to our debt management strategy and link to Cocoa Board. We went to Cabinet and Parliament, and also an element was the on-lending. You would have heard about on-lending and escrow. What we went there to get approval for is that when the state borrows for a project, the state-owned enterprise which is utilizing the facility or the project should be made to contribute to the repayment of the loan that has been invested. And this is a policy that has been adopted. We have already taken 3 on-lending agreements, to Parliament. And therefore, what you are going to see is that, unlike the past where some of these state-owned enterprises we are talking about, unlike our projects, compared to, say, Cocoa Board, the example we just used, will take government loan and not make any effort to repay, Cabinet and Parliament has now decided firmly that we should take the money coming from the projects upfront, that's the escrow, in repayment of the loan. So, for example, the gas processing plant, in fact, all the CDB projects were designed with that in mind. And therefore, the power that will be produced ultimately from the gas processing plant, part of the resources will be used to repay the $1 billion facility.
Mr. Tekpe says major projects like the Akonsombo Dam and the Tema Harbour are examples of viable investments which should inform government's development strategy moving forward.
In fact, we were able to accelerate our infrastructure development in the First Republic precisely because this was the mechanism that was put in place. The Akosombo Dam actually paid for itself. The Tema Harbour paid for itself. And today, many of the developments that take place, particularly by these two institutions, VRA and Ports and Harbours, they continue to pay. Grico is also following a similar line. So it's only a few state enterprises that have lost this important strategy. Thanks to the approval we got from Cabinet and Parliament, we are now going to reinstitute this mechanism to make sure that for commercial projects at least, and even for certain projects which may seem semi-commercial, where fees are being collected after we take a loan to put a system in place, some of those fees will have to be brought in order that we don't put all our loans on the taxpayer. It is when you put all your loans on the taxpayer that you run the debt, the risk, that because then the tax you are piling up, and then the little resources that is being paid and the projects are not contributing. So this is another very important element of our debt management strategy.
On government's engagements with the International Monetary Fund, he said it will help address the imbalance in the economy. Mr. Tekpe said the discussions will be based on the country's homegrown policies under the Ghana Shared Growth Development Strategy 2.
We are meeting with the IMF. A critical input into our discussions for a program will be our homegrown policy. We are not throwing it away because, one, His Excellency wrote to President of the World Bank and to the managing director of the IMF, submitting our homegrown policy to the board when they were looking at Article 4. And we have had feedback from them. We suggest that we are broadly, on the right path because we use instruments from our last two programs to prepare that homegrown policy. So that's going to be very vital. So when we approach the IMF, we came to the point where, especially when you have balance of payment difficulties, the foremost institution globally, particularly for developing countries to approach, is the IMF. It comes with a program. But this will also be boosted by some of the conclusions from Senchi. So we are going to be facing them with these inputs. Moreover, we are not new to IMF, programs. I think that, yes, it is important to win yourself and be able to stand on your feet. Many countries that have become middle income once upon a time were heavily dependent on the IMF.
That was the Minister of Finance, Seth Tekpe.